Welcome to AJTV. We're going to get started here in just about 10 minutes. So gives you a chance to sit down and kind of hunker down, get things going. Today, I actually have a good friend of mine, Roz Slaughter. He's literally on a live interview right now with his team. So he's getting that kind of sorted. And he'll be jumping on here in just about 10 minutes. So that'll give him enough time to jump onto our Zoom link. And we're talking all things fitness business today. So Roz is a fitness business coach and a fitness business owner. He owns MetaBurn Fitness in New York. And he's got multiple locations and they're all crushing it. So today is the day. If you want to ask questions about fitness business specifically, you're having me, you got me and Roz on here today. So we're gonna have the pleasure of kind of just dominating that conversation. So I'm just making sure I'm patching them in through here correctly. You're kind of sideways for me, Roz.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to switch you out because the app, don't worry, I'll get you.
All right, buddy. If you guys can
hear
him,
I just finished my show, so it was weird.
I know. It hit me afterwards. We're live right now, but it hit me afterwards. I was like, oh, man, I forgot. He told me his show is right now. So I was like, it's fine. We got a 10-minute buffer. But I felt after I called you, I was like, oh, right. He does his show right now. My bad. Appreciate you moving around your time there for me, brother. So let me get things sorted with you over here. If you guys can hear Roz, go ahead and leave some stuff in the comments. Also, if you want to, we got like 8 minutes per my friends of ours, Luria and David's recommendation. So that way you can share it on your page if you want. Whatever you want to do. This is Roz's time. But I figure we could just kind of hang out. I used to have agendas for these and I just kind of like let them go. I'm just kind of hanging out now. It's a lot simpler for my life. So.
Gotcha. How's the audio on this?
I think it's pretty good. I'm going to check right now. Hey, if anybody's watching, Corey, if you're watching, could you let me know if you can hear Roz? And that way we'll be sure everybody out there in the world can hear him. What have you been up to today, man? How's your weekend?
Oh, my weekend's been fantastic, my man. I can't complain. As always, getting it done. Just finished up with Crush It Monday. So had to
Crush It
break
Monday.
It down a bit.
Awesome. What did you guys talk about on Crush It Monday? Because I was setting this stuff up, so I missed it.
Yeah, so today was all about productivity hacks. I gave them 5 productivity hacks so that they could elevate their output and really just focus on doing the damn thing without having too much craziness going on in their lives.
Totally. Sweet, dude. That's awesome. Yeah, that stuff's super underestimated. All the mindset stuff and all the productivity stuff is like, it doesn't sound that like sexy, like everybody just wants a funnel, I feel like, but that's the stuff that really matters, you know. So let's see here. I talked to Alicia today. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she reached out to me after that.
Oh yeah, she did. She's like, yeah. Hey, are you guys actually friends or is he making that up?
She's like,
that is what she asked, huh? That is what she asked.
Yeah,
huh? I was just messing around. I didn't know that was the real question.
That was the real question.
Oh, man.
We hadn't had a chance to chat in a while. So that came up, and I was like, yeah, no, without a doubt. And it was cool.
You're like, AJ who? I never heard of this guy.
I hear about some guy who likes coffee and has a hippie wife, but I don't really know him.
I don't know about AJ. That's not him. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. She is a total hippie, by the way. Like, just total hippie every time. I saw the other day my mother-in-law, her mom, tagged a unicorn cake. It's like a birthday cake with a unicorn horn and like a mane and it's all. I'll tag you in it after this because it's pretty awesome. But yeah.
Cool.
AJ who, Patrick Flynn says. This AJ, I guess. Yeah. I'm not a big deal. That's why I have to name a show after myself, right?
he don't want to make AJTV. Couldn't come up with anything more original than that.
I couldn't. Do you know what? It was actually not my idea to name it AJTV. I wanted to name it some like freedom something, but I was just like, I know so many people with freedom. Like, I guess my 8 weeks call has freedom in the name. Alicia has freedom in the name. Ryan Lee has free dim. And then they're like, you know what they can't take from you? Not that they took from me, but like, you know what can't be copied as easily is just your own name. So that was like David Foster. He's like, what's consistent about the show? I'm like, I don't know, me? He's like, we're just going to name it that then. So that's how we got the super creative name AJTV. So do you know Patrick Flynn? He's all over this thing. Ooh, mindset. We already got some cool people jumping in. Hi, Sevy. Sevy James is a fellow veggie like me.
So real quick, if I want to see it so that I can see it on this one.
Got to pull it up on your phone. Go to my business page, pull it up on your phone, and it'll look like something like this. And then you might have to mute it or lower the volume so you don't like cause some sort of weird loop.
I have it muted out already.
Yeah, muting. If you have it on the computer, mute the tab. And there's so many little things you got to know here. So yeah, if you were just jumping on here, guys, we're going to get started in about 3.5 minutes or so here. I got Roz Slaughter here. If you don't know Roz, you're missing out, man. And girls, you're missing out because he's a good time to talk to. He's a fitness business owner. He owns a bunch of locations and a mentor as well. So he's helping, like, not only is he serving his clients, he's serving other trainers just like we do over here. And I guess you could technically say me and Roz are direct competitors, but we're good friends. Like we offer, you know, we both know what we're offering is good. And so we're more about trying to find people who are ethical in what they're doing and helping people. And that way, you know, maybe you vibe more with Roz. He's definitely cooler. If you're looking for a cool person, I am not the guy, but and we kind of run different models. So we'll kind of talk about that as well. I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, any questions you have about anything, that'd be awesome. Greg says try sitting next to him every day. Yeah, I can't imagine that. It would either be the best thing in the world or maybe, I mean, a full-time job, I suppose, right? It's got to be one extreme or the other. You want me to let me get you in here, huh? Say hi to Facebook. Let me see if you guys can do this right. Still getting the hang of this. There you go. Boom. You're famous. Do you see you? There you go.
What's up,
big smile.
Coach Roz motivated here. Ready to bring the boom.
Ready to bring the boom. It's is boom. Every time I talk to you, I find myself saying boom a lot more afterwards. I didn't know I could say
that. You're not the only one there.
Yeah, I say boom a lot, and like I'll do the, do you use the emoji boom all the time too? It's like an explosion. I've started sending that one out. No, you need the straight
That's
up
all
thing.
You get.
Huh? That's all I get. All right, cool, man. So we're going to get started in about 2 minutes here. And I don't really have an agenda. Like I said, if you guys are jumping on here, you have, I think, two of maybe the leaders. I wouldn't call myself that much of a leader, but two people who are in fitness business coaching right now. I owned a fitness business studio less than a year ago, so I'm recently out of the game, I suppose. Roz is in the game. He's got three locations rolling, and they're all crushing it. So if you got questions about scalability, about mindset, I know some people threw some mindset questions in there. If you just want to ask Roz, I have some dumb questions to ask him, like has he ever worn Crocs and things like that. But throw them in the comments below. That's why we do it live, so you guys can actually get some of the feedback. So, and of course we'll watch the replay, but there's no guarantee Roz is gonna come in here and reply on a replay. So, cool. So we're gonna get started here in just under a minute. Hey, if you like me, hit it hearts. If you hate me, hit an angry face, because it actually helps me out either way. So go ahead and do that and share, and that would be really cool. We're gonna get started in just about 40 seconds or so here. Hit me with the hearts if you're excited. I'm excited. I was jumping on the rebounder. Dude, I got a rebounder. You want to get fired up before calls? Just try bouncing 100 times, man. Like, nothing's going to get you ready to talk fitness business than jumping on a thing. So hit me with some hearts, someone besides Corey. What's up, Ray? What's up, Leo? Patrick, nice to meet you. Oh, Greg. What up, what up, what up, what up? We're going to get started here in just a few more 15 seconds or so here. Have you ever watched this show, by the way? Yeah, you have, right? You've seen a few of them. Totally. Cool. We're going to get started here in just about 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. What is up? This is AJTV episode 5. My name is AJ Rivera, and today we have Roz Slaughter in the house. Say what's up, Roz.
What's up, everybody? I'm welcome. I'm excited to be on AJTV. AJ, thank you for having me, my brother.
Dude, I'm thank you so much for taking the time. I know you have your show technically at the same exact time, and you pushed it. I'm super honored. Hopefully, it'll be time well spent, and we go over a lot of things. So let's just start with just what's going on with you. Like, I know I talked to you a few days ago, but did you do anything cool over the weekend here?
Oh man, I mean, the weekend was really kind of one of those blurs. It was very busy. I was actually went to a Knicks game on Thursday night. And I'm a big New York Knicks fan, and unfortunately they are not winning. I know. But got to deal with that. Friday night, took my queen out to a dinner and went to Argentinian steakhouse in Manhattan with some friends. And, just been doing it. Relaxed on Saturday and back at work on Monday to crush it.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, how are you liking Derrick Rose and Joakim over there? Because I'm from Chicago. I live in LA now, but I'm from Chicago. So you took like our whole team.
Well, I wish I would have got them a few years earlier. I can tell you that Joakim, I love the energy. I've watched his entire career, but he ain't playing hard as he used to. And Derrick is just kind of Derrick 6.0, and he really can't do much more than that, but I'm glad to have them. And hopefully we can put a run together down the stretch and finish out the season pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of both of them too. They're doing the best they can. I think it's not their fault. All right, cool. So for anybody who's new, who doesn't know you, you want to go ahead and like qualify yourself, tell people like what the deal is with you, what do you do, where are you from, what's going on?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. My name is Roz Slaughter, a.k.a. I'm the motivator. I'm the guy that brings the boom Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, take off, and Sunday, fun day, where I like to hang out with the family. I own 3 personal training studios. I've been doing this game for a while, so I truly feel humbled. I bring it real, raw, and relevant. No hype, no BS, and I'm not a guru. I'm just like anybody else out there just doing my damn thing every single day and loving helping people and helping people help other people. That's what we do. And I like to connect with cool people like yourself, AJ. So I got an awesome partner. His name is Greg Califatic, AKA the Technician. And without him, none of this actually happens. He's the man that he's behind the screen most of the time, and he's super humble. And I'm blessed to have him in my life as my best friend and business partner.
Dude, that's amazing. It's so cool to see like business part, like sidebar, again, no agenda, so this is what happens. But I love when one of my mentors is actually 3 people, and they're like 3 best friends who are business partners. And it's just so cool because like they get to rejoice in all their successes together, I think, when you have a cool team like that. So that's awesome, man. So already people loving you, by the way. You got a lot of fans on here. How'd you get started in the fitness business? We'll just kind of do that for people who don't know you really quick. And then I kind of want to spend more time just talking about the state of the industry now as we're both kind of in it and experience it. And just kind of get your thoughts. And again, if you guys have any questions for me or Roz, throw them in the comments and we'll answer them. So we'll go ahead over to Roz. And why don't you start? How'd you get into personal training? And yeah.
Sure. So I got into personal training back in 2000, and it was basically by chance. I didn't. This wasn't the profession that I was going to choose, but it chose me mainly because someone told me that I couldn't do it. And they said that I wasn't tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'2". I didn't have the same form or figure that they were looking for. So I started working as a front desk in this gym. And I said, if this guy can do it and this guy can do it, I got to do it. What did they do? They said, oh, I got certified by ACE. I said, I went on the line. I found out what ACE was. I took the test 6 weeks later. The rest is history. I decided that I was going to start my career at New York Sports Club in East 86th in New York, in New York City. And it's got about 60, 70 trainers there. So I was able to go in real quickly and kind of see what the training game was all about from some really high level individuals who are doing it in a big, big way. I learned from them quickly, got up and running, and I learned quickly that I didn't want to work for anyone. So I took some time off after that. I did the corporate thing, and I found out that I was working harder, not making enough money, and just feeling burnt out. Took some time away from fitness and came back to Long Island where my grandmother lives. And I took care of my grandma until she passed away with cancer a few few years ago. And then I, in 2007, I was on stage with Mark Victor Hansen at a Jeffrey Combs event. And it was all about making a declaration to where you want to take your life. And I said, I want to own my own business. He goes, what's the name of your business? I said, I don't have one. He says, well, if you did have one, what would it be? I said, it'd be Breakthroughs to Fitness. I create breakthroughs in life through fitness and exercise. He goes, there's your business. 2 months later, I started a corporation. 2008, January, I walked away from my Equinox job, and I have not had a job since. That's where we are.
Dude, that's awesome. No, I love that. I didn't know that somebody told you, because I think when we talked, and maybe I have a terrible memory and I'm a bad listener, or you didn't mention that that they didn't tell you you could be a personal trainer. That actually, surprisingly, because look at me, right? But that happened to me when I was first personal training. I actually got my certification and I couldn't get hired for the longest time. That was part of the reason I started my own business. I'm like, nobody's going to hire me. Like, I'm trying to get hired here and nobody would do it. And so instead, like, I think by the end of it, I had a studio like half a mile away from that one place I remember where they wouldn't hire me. And I was like, it wasn't like despite them, it was a coincidence. And I remembered it after the fact, but sidebar anyways, cool.
Well, yeah. No, and I just to get fill people in, a lot of them might not know. I mean, my right leg is shorter than the other. I have no quadricep or hamstring on my right leg. So we're in the fitness industry. We know what that means. My knee doesn't extend or flex or extend. So one of the challenges, I have a disability, which I turn that disability into an ability to inspire and motivate people to create the best versions of themselves through just loving themselves and not caring what everyone else thought of them. But you create your own story. Your story is your story. And allowing anyone else to tell you what you can and can't do is only a limited belief that you can overcome if you truly decide to.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. That's awesome. This is why I like talking to you. Every time I get all fired up, man, I like it. You always got all this energy and you motivate me to do better all the time. So that's awesome, dude. All right, let's get into the crux of this stuff. Let's talk fitness business things. So where do you feel, how did you start, by the way? Like when you started, I mean, you talked about that, but did you start off offering one-on-ones, boot camps, semi-private, all of them? How did you start in the fitness industry?
Sure. Once I left the Equinox and decided I was going to start my own business, it was all one-on-one. So I took 30 clients with me. I made a declaration, kind of my Jerry Maguire moment, who's coming with me? And 30 people decided they were going to come. And it was awesome. I had a $10,000 first month, biggest month ever in my life. I'd never made that much money. I was excited. But then I realized I had to fulfill those clients. And I was like, shit, I was working from 5:30 in the morning. These were doing full 1 hour sessions to like 9 o'clock at night. And within a short period of time, I was getting burnt out. I reached out to my buddy and I was like, you know what? What are you doing? And it was Greg and he was training, but I noticed that he was only training at like 7 to 9 o'clock. So he only had like one or two clients. I was like, dude, you are an awesome dude. I saw what you were doing at Equinox. We need to work together. I got some clients. Why don't you come on board? We'll start a company. Greg got all excited. He was going away on vacation. He wrote this huge ass business plan up, how he was going to take over the world. Now, I was just bringing him on as kind of a trainer at first. And he saw himself at the end goal, which was awesome. But at that moment, I was like, yikes, this guy wants to take over my business. And it was pretty cool, though. He came in. He put the sweat equity in, day out, believing in our vision. I kept telling him 18 months. 18 months has turned into 8 years. And now we own 3 personal training studios. We've done everything from boot camps to semi-private to, you know, nutrition. Now we specialize. And it's part of my core, my core model, which is the 4 S's. You have to learn to specialize, sell, systemize, so that you can soar your business to the next level. And when we decided that we were going to specialize, not generalize, it's what took off for us. We started to brand specifically within our local market. And we only work to women, specifically between the age of 40 and 60, who were looking to transform their life, understanding that exercise was the key. We changed up. We went from 1 hour to 30 minutes. And no one was doing that at the time. Everybody was training 60-minute sessions, and they were trying to get into the boot camps and all you got to leverage. And I said, you know what? Fuck that. Let's just keep it real and just rock out my 30-minute sessions, and it's worked out.
Dude, yeah, that's awesome. And I think the reason it works so well for you is like you're passionate about it and you believe in the model, right? And so we were talking about this on Friday where like I taught the semi-private model by the time, and I sold the studios with the semi-private model. I was doing like 4 to 6, sometimes 8, 4 to 6 people per session, and very, very specialized, a lot of attention. But that was just the model I believed in. I also believe in the one-on-one too. I think different things work for different types of clients. And so as long as you know that, you're cool. But if you're selling something because it's because of leverage, right, or because it's supposed to make you more money, that's when I found myself like kind of scrambling. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but like I remember trying to reading a blog from one of my first coaches who kind of taught me to do 12-week, which was great, but he was like, ooh, cut your session times from an hour to 45 minutes. And I was like, and that's fine, but at the time, I would believe in it now, but at the time, I didn't believe in 45 minutes. And so I had a huge pushback from my clients because I think they could see it in me. And so I think the difference is selling something you believe in, regardless of the deliverable, because the deliverable doesn't matter, right? It just matters that the result and the outcome. So I think that's awesome, man. Cool. Where do you think the fitness industry is headed to now? What do you think is going to kind of dominate the area? I know I have my thoughts, but you personally, in 2017, where do you see kind of everybody going?
Well, you know, before we get into that, where we see everybody going, because we see where a lot of people are going. They're trying to get into the business coaching and mentoring business because they think that they've mastered their craft because they've been able to hit 6 figures once in their career. And I don't believe that that's the journey that you should take. You should have mastered all elements of business building, client acquisition, conversion, and marketing in order to truly teach someone or help someone get to where you've gotten. Right. So that's where I see a lot of it going. I see too many guys wanting to go online right away and become a business coach. And they've only hired one coach, and that one coach told them one system, and then now they can go out and teach the coach to coach to coach, which I don't stand by. But within the fitness industry, what I see happening right now is that, you know, you have a lot of venture capitalist money being thrown at people. Like, you get these big orange fitness theory, and you got the Soul Cycle, and you got flywheels and the boutique big money like classes group. So it costs like 30, 40 bucks a session, but yet they're getting leverage. But we can't, if you're a smaller guy, you're not gonna be able to compete with that. So you're gonna have to figure out how you're going to compete. And the way you compete with that type of money is you're going to personalize everything. You got to make the experience what's important, because you're not going to have the equipment, you're not going to have the marketing dollars, you're not going to have the team in place in order to compete with those. So if you want to win in 2017, specialize and personalize your business.
I agree wholeheartedly. And kind of taking this few steps back with the business coaching, I know you and me have seen it. I've talked to several other well-known names in the industry about it. I won't mention them because I didn't say I would mention them today. So, but where we're seeing a lot of people trying to get these funnels up so that they can become an online coach, but it's a money grab, right? They think, oh, I know a little bit more than this person, so I'm gonna teach them. And then so you're getting people whose names are kind of like slowly being let. I know, you know, like for instance, there's people out there who've copied, and this probably happened to you too, word for word, my exact marketing campaign, like my story, like everything. Like, and those are a lot, like I guess that's kind of flattering because they must think my marketing is super smart, which cool, I guess. But you're going to see a lot of people start doing that in the coming year, and they're going to fizzle away just as quickly. It's a flash in the pan. They're going to show up. They're going to maybe teach somebody a basic Facebook ad, and that's it. And they're not going to necessarily support them. So this is why, like, for those of you wondering, right, some of you are probably like, why do you even have Roz on if he's technically your direct competitor? Well, if you don't like me, I understand. I don't like me a lot of the time too. But somebody like Roz is going to care about what you're doing, and he actually has done it himself. So like I think I actually included you in an email. I told Alicia this earlier. I sent an email with your name and a few other people's names before I even met you, because I knew what you were doing for other people. I said, listen, if you don't want to work with me, you can work with this person, this person, this person, this person, and this person, because there are people who know what they're doing, and they're putting out good content and good instruction, and Roz is one of them. So you know, be wary of people, and look for the ones who have aligned themselves with other people doing the same kind of thing. Do you have anything to add to that, man?
Absolutely, man. Well, first of all, thank you for that. And it's the same thing that I feel when we met. I like to be around, surround myself around individuals who are, you know, humble, who are real. They don't talk about a lot of bullshit, and they don't see themselves as a guru. When you start to see yourself as a guru, you miss the boat in this coaching, connecting, and mentoring opportunity. I think a lot of people are seeing themselves at this guru status, and they just don't understand. Now, in the same thing, that I believe in abundance. I believe that there's so much opportunity for everyone. And as we spoke when we had lunch, when I was out in California, you know, it's what is why we can talk. I mean, I might not, right now, I'm not taking on any high-end clients. So if someone wanted something and they were like, oh, you know what, I'd love for you to come to my business and no, that's just not what I'm doing right now. I'm looking for another studio. I got some other things in my...
Breaking up a little bit there, brother.
Yeah, if someone's looking for an EP, sorry about that. If someone is looking for like something like that, I can point them in your direction, you know? And I know that you got great material, you got great teaching, you've done it. And it all comes down to finding someone. If you're looking for a mentor, you don't have to be me, it doesn't have to be AJ, but find someone who's done the damn thing and is doing it. You know, like if someone's been doing it for 2 months, ask them for some credentials before you look at their page. And because someone can position themselves as a badass online in 2 months and be like, oh, you know what? I'm traveling the world. Look at my lifestyle. And they ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out.
No, totally. Yeah, I think asking for the results, because I mean, there are two, but I spoke with one individual like 10 months ago, and this is the same individual who's you screenshotted and sent me the other day, and they booked a call with me, like a strategy call, because their personal training business was failing. This was 10 months ago, and I don't know, 7 months ago, you start seeing ads. Hey, I'll teach you how to build a successful studio. It's unfortunately like that. Those who can't do teach taken to an extreme, because like really the people who should be teaching are the people who have done. So just look into them, Google them. If their name doesn't pop up first, it's probably not a good sign, right? If their business isn't connected to their name, it's probably a subconscious thing that they know what they're doing is bad, a little bit, not bad. They know what they're doing maybe isn't in alignment with what a lot of prospective clients would do. And so—
Hey, you're a nice guy. Sorry to cut you off, but you're a nice guy. You're saying all, if their webpage doesn't connect with their name, they're fucking fake. That's what it is. They're not real.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Yeah. So just be careful, right? If they're not connecting their name to what they're doing, chances are they have a problem with it. You know, if they have two testimonial videos, and be careful, they could have been purchased. So really look up what's going on there, because you unfortunately have some people who are, you know, again, they're just. They're after your money. They're some of them are essentially ads agencies who send you a sales script. That's not coaching, in my opinion. In my book, I really believe in actually helping people, giving them a team or your time, and making sure they have the tools to succeed after working with you, not just leads for a month or two and then you're gone. So just be careful. Sweet. Do you know Susan Slaughter?
No.
She just jumped on this Facebook Live. Hey, Susan Slaughter. Hey, Peter. Hey, Mike. What's up,
Joe? You got an awesome last name.
She's got a... I don't know if she was... Yeah, anyway. Cool, man. All right. Let's talk about moving. So, specializing. So, if you're a generalist right now, right? If you're the guy who's like, yeah, I can help your kid who's in high school. Oh, I can also help you. Oh, I can also help your mom who's injured, right? Saying you can help all these different types of people. How do you specialize? How would I pick a specific niche? Like, that's a question I know I get all the time. I'm certain you've gotten it at least a few times. How do I pick my niche? I don't know. Because I think our temptation is to go after the low-hanging fruit, the perceived low-hanging fruit. But what would you say? What would be your recommendation?
Great question. So when I'm usually right away, when someone comes to me, whether it's on a strategy call, or I'm just talking shop at a seminar or a conference, you know, I ask, what do you specialize in? And I'm not giving them no lame ass. Give me your elevator pitch. What's your 30? You know, that's all. That's great. But who do you like to train? Number one. So who do you like to be around? Because if you don't like to be around menopausal women, then why the fuck are you training? You know, if you don't like to be around people who are athletes, then why are you training them? So that's the first question. Two, can they pay you? See, that's a crucial question. Can they pay you? Because you could like training two-year-olds, but two-year-olds don't got credit cards. So that is the crucial question. And the third thing was, can you get them results? See, I'm a menopausal specialist, but I've worked with thousands of menopausal women. I wrote a book on it. So it's something that I actually know a lot about. I ran a summit on it. So I'm not just jumping into it because it's a hot niche, because we've heard that whole niches and riches, you know, you get rich in niches. I don't believe that. I believe you got to find what you like to do. Can they pay you and can you get them results? If you can get that trifecta to work for you, then that is how you pick a awesome niche.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Great advice. I would echo exactly what you said. Make sure you can get them results for sure. And make sure you like training them, right? Like, you can make, there's people successful doing everything in the world that exists, but the people who are successful versus the people trying are some of the people really love what they're doing, right? So they're able to show, like, they're able to push through the hard times, and they're able to really push themselves to that next level because they enjoy what they're doing, right? There's literally hundreds of people trying to do exactly what me and Roz are doing, and the reason me and Roz are the people's faces you're seeing is because we love what we're doing, where other people are trying to grab fruit. So that's good advice, man. What would you say to somebody, and again, this is only because I've gotten this question before, so I'd love your insight and thoughts. If somebody's like, well, I love training, let's say, high school athletes, but I'm really better at getting results for, let's say, 40-year-old stay-at-home moms or working moms, even, let's say working moms, what would you say? Like, where do I go? Do I go to the thing I'm good at? Do they go to the thing that I like at, but I don't get them as good of results? What would be your recommendation?
Great. And another, you know what? That's a real question for, I'd say, probably 7 out of 10 trainers in the beginning when they, but here, it depends on where you are in your life. Now, if you're someone who you have rent to pay, you got to feed a family, I'm not going to tell you to go and just walk away from the money. I'm going to tell you to get really good and invest some of your time into the craft that you like. So maybe it's training athletes, you want to do that, go get your CSCS, and then train athletes on the side, volunteer at school. Do something that you can do that you're going to get passion from and it's going to excite you, but then you got to go and hone in on the craft that the people who can pay you right now. And then as you're building your clientele up, as that clientele builds up and the sports kicks in, you can decrease the number of sessions you're doing with the niche that you don't want to do.
Awesome. Yep. Love it, dude. So I'm going to talk about this very briefly. I'm going to let you be you. Be a little gentle with our audience. But I guess not to completely shift gears here, unless if you guys have more questions about niche pick, I think you answered it so well. I don't think there's anything I can add. But I wanted to talk a little bit about online training and your thoughts on how to get into that, maybe, and what your advice would be to a trainer who is considering doing that as maybe shifting their business into it and or going 100% just into that to start. And I guess to preface it or preframe it, it's not to say that online training, there's a very right way to do it, and it is a business that can exist for specific type of people, but yes, I guess I'll give you that warning to start. So, Roz.
Yeah, buddy. Well, I'll keep it tame.
Okay.
Well, you know, for those who, you know, if you're a personal trainer, studio owner, boot camp owner, and you're looking to go online, first thing is, how are you attracting your current audience? What mechanism are you using to attract your current audience? So are you using video? Are you a great writer? Are you using audio like podcasting? What is that media for you? Because if you're going to go online, I can tell you that you have to remember that it's going to require a different skill set than it is walking up to Mr. or Mrs. Jones and saying, hi, I'm Roz the trainer. I see that you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, and feel better about yourself. I got the great solution for you. You got to be able to get on camera. You got to be able to write like John Romanello. You got to be able to speak like Pat Flynn. You got to have a great smile and be able to write great emails like AJ Rivera and be like, oh, you know, talk about, you know, his latte every morning. I read these things because they're entertaining. If you're boring as shit, then don't write. You know, like we, one of our friends and mentors, you know, Ryan Lee, he writes great yes. emails. You think about him, you're like, you know how many kids he has. You know, he likes to go to watch movies on Friday. This yes. is how he tells his story. So you got to become a storyteller if you're going to be an online coach and online success, because you can't just think, oh, you know what? I'm going to throw up a website. I'm going to throw up a membership site, throw some crappy ass videos behind there, and then everybody's going to pay me $500 a month for the rest of my life for me just to push the button. That's not online coaching. Yes. Whole different ball game. So, I mean, I think that it's an opportunity out there. Now let me, I'm going to just, if you're a successful offline business and you want to transition and an additional income stream, thumbs up, do it. Yeah. But now you got time because you have leverage. You built your business and you specialize. You can sell like a boss. And you have systems that can help you. So now you don't have to do your consultation. You don't have to do orientation. You're no longer filling the cleaning your bathroom. You have people to do that. So now you can go out there, get on camera, write blog posts, build an audience for a tribe, and then you can go sell online personal trainer like a beast.
Dude, 100% I agree with you. I think that's very good advice for everybody who's an online trainer. You know, I think having a coach, if you're gonna go online, is also something I would recommend. Again, it doesn't have to be us, but it can be. But I would say with your online, to add to what Roz is saying, when you're online, there's no, and he touched on it, there's no push button solution, right? We all wish, oh, he's just gonna give me the magic funnel, I'm gonna set it up, and it's just gonna make me money, and I'm never gonna have to talk to a client ever again, right? Roz and I both work online. He works offline and online. I work basically just online, and I am working 10-hour days like a normal person. Like, I love my work, and it's great, and it's leverageable, I suppose, but like, that's not the, like, there's no push button solution. Let me set up this funnel and I'm never gonna have to talk to another client again. You know, one of our good friends, AJ Mirzad, talks to every single one of his clients on the phone before he puts them in to his online fitness program. So you have to be cool with talking to people, right? One of my other good friends, Eric Bach, sits down, meets with people, and then sells them into an online program, right? One of my clients, Jay Dang, does the exact same thing. He'll meet with a client, sell them into his online program, and he really believes in what he's doing. So if you're trying to go into online training because you think it's easy and you think, I have awesome abs, so I'm just going to put a lot of Instagram photos of myself up and put, buy my $67 training program, you're going to have a hard time making a sustainable income from that, and you're just not going to last on there because you don't believe in your product. So it's just like what we were talking about before. Make sure you believe in the product that you're selling, that if your mom bought it, you would be excited about it versus upset, thinking, man, mom, you got hustled. And I think you'll be all right online. So making sure you don't, like, you still have to work and talk to people if you work online, and not being afraid to jump on that phone or that Skype or that Zoom interview to get them into your program. So, yeah.
Let me jump one thing to add to that, because you just nailed it. A lot of times online, they think online means hands-off, laissez-faire. It right. does not mean that. And I think that when you hit the nail on the head there, it's like, I think you got to find a perfect hybrid. And I know that, you know, John Goodman has talked about that as well. And yes. I would tell you, if you guys want to look up someone, I mean, I know that AJ and myself are students of this game. Don't just jump on. Find out who's doing what you want to do. And then my mentor, Tony Robbins, said, match and mirror. You want to do what successful people do so you can have what they have. I would go find someone that is already doing it online and not faking it. Because a lot of people are saying that they're doing it online, but they really have a lot of offline clients, and they're really not making a lot of money online. Betty Rocker is killing it online, and you can go check her out. She's really doing a great job with some products and a real awesome funnel, lots of great content marketing that she's done. So I would definitely tell you guys, if you're looking to go online, check out Betty Rocker.
Awesome stuff, man. All right, cool. Let's get into, let me go through these questions we got here from some of our watchers.
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite book in regards to mindset? You can go first.
Sure. Right, and it's, I don't have a favorite book, by the way. I mean, I have a library. So, I mean, if you want to be successful, that's something that Jim Rohn, one of my favorite thought leaders, talks about, is that you got to be willing to invest more in yourself than you do in your business and your job. If you do that, you're going to be successful. So I would tell you guys, one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich, that was a classic. It shifted my thinking, my understanding of wealth creation, business, communication, connecting. Another one that I just recently read and I'm a big fan of is The Code of an Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lamani. He's the creator of MindValley.com.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. I'll add a couple books, I suppose. I like actually the book Mindset by Carol Dweck. That's an amazing book if you're having a hard time. It was a very difficult read for me because reading the book, I realized I was fixed mindset for a lot of my life. And fixed mindset is like what you don't want to be in the book. Fixed mindset is thinking that like if somebody else wins, you have to lose. And it's that thought process of being very fixed that you're only happy if you're making the most money, or it's kind of that keeping up with the Joneses mindset, just in everything though, right? Like it's not about training for the race. It only matters if it wins. Like that's if you win the race. Like that's fixed mindset. Where growth mindset is, look at how much you improved. Look at how hard you work to achieve X, Y, Z. So I highly recommend Mindset. I actually give it to all my mastermind clients when they join because I really think they should all read it. And then what I'm reading right now that I'm not done with is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I haven't finished it yet, and you're nodding, so that's a good sign. But it's pretty amazing so far, and it's talking about kind of our underlying, you know, you've heard limiting beliefs probably before, but it talks about the underlying limiting beliefs, like the four most common ones, and you probably have one or two of them. And identifying them is kind of the first step to overcoming them and preventing them from coming back. And so, like, while I knew for a long time I needed to get rid of limiting beliefs, I didn't know exactly what they were. I was almost like treating the symptoms and not the sickness. So those are the ones I would recommend for sure. So cool. Have you ever read any? Have you read both of those? I'm guessing.
You're kind of nodding. I have not read Mindset, but I did see the TED Talk that a gentleman did off of the book, and then I actually picked it up for Audible. So it's in my queue to read. But I understand the whole fixed and growth mindset. I totally dig it. I mean, there's so many people that are limited because they just don't know exactly what they can or can't become, and then they're always stuck on. It's not. They don't realize they enjoy the journey. They just see the L outcome. And if you miss that whole, and in business, you can imagine. Think about 2016, we just finished 2016. And everybody's like, oh, I can't wait, 2017 is gonna, I'm gonna rock. Hey, did you stop and celebrate the wins in 2016 before you arrive at 2017?
Yeah, no, 100%, dude. Like, I think I was in that, I think I wrote some emails about it too. I don't know if you read those ones, but I was like, why is everybody whining about 2016? Like, yeah. Some like shitty things happen, but some really great things happen. Like my 2016, I know your 2016. So don't just give up halfway through when you're having a rough year. But yeah. Anyway, awesome. Let's see. I have a question that says, "What's one way you can attract more clients?" From Patrick Flynn. I don't know if that's somebody you know, but he directed it at you, Roz. So I'm gonna let you take that one.
Yeah. So the one way that you can attract more clients, Pat, become attractive. And the way you become attractive is going out there and investing in yourself. And that doesn't mean spending money. That means putting effort into becoming a better person, a person that people are attracted to. What does that mean? Smiling more, doing things for people that you wouldn't expect, that they don't expect, strangers. When you're in the gym, walking with your chin up, changing your posture, changing your physiology so that you know that people say, wow, you know what? Pat is the man. Look at that guy. Chin up. He's smiling. If someone asked you, how are you doing? And you say, hanging in there. I'm okay. How are you? I don't want to hang out with you. But if you come over like, how you doing? Amazing. Fantastic, brother. How you doing? And, you know, I'm going to be like, damn, this guy is on something. What is he smoking, drinking, and eating? I need to be around him. That is how you start to attract people. Putting the right energy out there. What you focus on, you'll attract and bring closer to you. And then if you're talking specifics, that's a loaded question. I know AJ would think that's a loaded question. How do you attract clients? There's a shit ton way of attracting clients.
There's a lot of ways to attract clients.
Yeah. I would say first thing is just becoming an awesome person. Master your craft. If you're the best trainer in your gym, you're not going to need to do a lot of crazy funnels in the beginning. You're going to go out there. When you're on the floor, it's a show. Show the fuck up.
Love it, dude. I'll add to that really quick. My CMO, Corey Gladwell, me and him talk about this all the time. Like, how do I become, you know, somebody that everybody wants to go to? How do I become successful, right? You want to be a six-figure, multiple six-figure, $250,000, $500,000, $1 million trainer or business owner of any type. Become the type of person it takes to earn that much. Your business, I really believe this, and it makes me a hippie. It's my hippie wife rubbing off on me. I think your business is a reflection of you, of how you're doing in your life. And I think that's one of the great things about entrepreneurship. In any career, you'll see yourself exceed if you take care of you. But especially entrepreneurship, you'll literally see your business grow the more you invest in yourself. And it doesn't mean you have to go buy a $6,000, $10,000, $20,000 program, mastermind, whatever. You can, and that's probably a good thing to do, but go buy a book, right? We just mentioned like six books here, right? Go watch TED Talks, spend less time in front of the TV, or, you know, like if you love TV, I love TV and I hate that I love TV. So I force myself to read X amount before I'll watch TV. And I don't allow myself to watch TV during the weeks. Like, so just like choosing to put more things in your life that a winner has, right? Like somebody like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, they're not whining about their life every day and hanging out and playing video games and drinking and watching the sports game every single night and then saying, man, why aren't I a millionaire, billionaire, right? They're spending their time becoming better, becoming the type of person that demands to earn and be successful. So that would be my advice. And I mean, that's essentially just adding on to what Roz says, you're becoming more attractive. So hopefully that answered your question there, Patrick. He said thank you. So I think he's liking what we're laying down here, Roz. All right, man. Let's see. So I got some dumb questions. Let's get through them. Have you ever worn socks and sandals?
Say that again?
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Oh, hell no.
No? Do you wear sandals at all? I feel like you're not a guy who wears sandals.
I rock sandals, but I rock sandals with a pedicure.
With a pedicure? Okay, cool. That's awesome. How long have you been getting pedicures?
Oh, man, since probably about 10 years. When I started investing in myself, I understood that I got to be attractive. I got to show up the way I want to show up. So you can't be a guy with busted toes.
Okay. Totally. Yeah. Hey, man. Because you know what? I don't know that Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg don't get pedicures. So for all I know, that might be the thing I'm missing. You know what? I probably got to apply that.
Well, here's the challenge. Why don't you take your wife and get a pedicure mani this week?
You know, I do some things that are take care. I don't know about, you know what? I'll write it down. I'll circle back.
Well, you know, here I got to call you. Do you see that resistance? Right there, it's you're feeling it. I can see the physiology, everything changing.
You know, I would get a pedicure. That's fine. That's not going to hurt me. I feel like my feet are fine most of the time, but I'll get a pedicure. That's totally fine. I'll take pictures before and after too and see if awesome. I start like attracting more clients because of it. So yeah. Patrick Flynn wants to know, do you like Batman more or Superman?
I'm the Man of Steel.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's unfortunate. Okay. Well, I'm more of a Batman guy because he's like a normal person and he just made himself to the highest level he could. But Superman's great too. I love them both. Cool, dude. What's your number one tip you would give somebody who is maybe in a rut and wants to advance in that next level? It doesn't have to be money, business, fitness, business, anything wise, right? So maybe their relationships blow. Maybe they don't have friends. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they're just lacking motivation. What's the one piece of advice you would give them that would be, I guess, their success, your success trick or hack or habit or whatever you want to call it?
Absolutely. Well, if someone wants to just shift their state, I tell them to move. You need to move. You were talking about rebounding earlier. You know, you got to, if you want to change and be like, oh, if I was out here right now, my head is slumped, my breathing, you know, that wouldn't be entertaining, nor would it be me. So when I need to shift my thinking, boom, I make a rapid move really quickly, increase the blood flow, increase my energy, so then I can actually start to do, I can think clear. Now, what did that do? That allows me to say, okay, and then I'm gonna open up a piece of paper and I'm gonna brain dump. What's stopping me from getting what I want right now? And the way I do that is for 30 minutes, I'm going to write down everything. What's challenging me? What I don't like in my life? What do I do? And then I'm going to look and see what do I control off this list? So, because the things that I control is the only thing that I'm going to focus on. Everything that I can't focus on the economy. I can't focus on who's the president. I can't focus on if it's going to be snowing outside in tomorrow. All I can focus on is what I focus on is me, the things that I control. So you can control this. If you're not feeling great and you're saying, you know what, my business isn't doing well, get online. You got to get online, find someone whose business is doing well and learn from them. Don't copy their shit. Learn from them. You know, and then if you're emotionally you're down because of your relationship, then you got to go read something that's positive. Go online and look up Les Brown. You cannot be sad listening to Les Brown. The man is just so energetic, so positive. You know, and then if you want to, you know, grow your business and you're thinking that it's stagnant and it's not where it is, then you got to looking for a coach, hire a mentor. And that's going to give you the tools, the strategies, and most importantly, the accountability to get you to the next level.
Dude, well said. I think that's pretty much it, man. We answered most of these questions. It was pretty good. Roz, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And you dedicating and donating your time to me here. And you gave a lot of great content. So if people want to keep following your stuff, they want to hear Boom at least once a day, where can we find you?
Awesome. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show. It's been an honor. I love hanging out, kicking it with you. I think that this industry is the best in the world, and it provides an opportunity for cats like us to connect and become friends. So yes. Thank you for that. If someone wants to connect with me, there's two places that I would tell you. I would go to fbmnation.com. That's fbmnation.com, Fitness Business Mastery. And that's where you can, you know, learn about the things that I'm teaching, the 4 S's. It's a free community, very similar to AJ's. And it's all about no BS, no hype, and no guru. So when you're in there, don't try to guru up. Don't jump in there and try to sell my guys training and shit like that, because I'll kick you out quickly. And then the next place is facebook.com/CoachRoz. Every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can jump on there and check out Crush It Monday show. It's the only show that's real, relevant, and raw about living life on 10, but how you make Monday just like Saturday and Sunday.
Dude, that's the best, man. Thank you so much for being on here. Coach Roz Slaughter, everybody. So thank you for being on here. Thank you guys for watching. Those of you who did, whether it's the replay or live, this has been AJ TV Episode 5, Fitness Business Mastery with my man Roz Slaughter. Join us tomorrow as I interview both of our mutual friend, Mr. AJ Mirzad. Is it AJ Mirzad? I'm pretty sure it's AJ Mirzad I'm interviewing tomorrow. So we'll be talking with him tomorrow. He just finished an awesome seminar. He's known as the online super coach. So for those of you guys interested in more online lead generation stuff, he's going to be the dude. And he has an amazing first name. It's definitely the best first name I've ever heard in my whole life. So thank you guys for being here. This has been AJ TV. We'll see you tomorrow.